All right.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Pass the Ox. We're your hosts, Emily.
And Brittany.
And today we are going to be looking at some of the new music we found, well, new to us, music that we found this summer. Brittany and I were fortunate enough to attend the NCRC in Fredericton this summer. So that's the National Campus Radio Conference.
Yeah, so the NCRC is hosted by the NCRA, and that's the National College Radio Association, and they essentially just act to enforce policy and help stations reach goals or fundraise and all of the above. So they are essentially just a regulatory board, and they host a conference so that we can all hang out, which consists of workshop. For example, we went to an interview workshop, we went to a podcast workshop. They host a lot of open forums where a lot of discourse is had. There's, lots of discourse. Yeah, and then, so luckily this year it was hosted by CHSR, which is 97.9 FM, and they are located in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And they hosted, obviously alongside the NCRC, they had arranged this thing called Hometown Heroes Festival. So as you can imagine, it was a music festival that was comprised of artists from Fredericton and surrounding areas. So we were lucky enough to be that conference.
Yeah, so they hosted the conference at the University of New Brunswick, which if you haven't been there, it's a beautiful campus on the top
of
the
hill.
Yeah, we loved it.
Yeah.
So it was great. Even during some of our lunches, they invited local artists in, and then they had nightly events and concerts down. And we saw the hidden music scene of New Brunswick.
We did.
Did not know.
I didn't know that New Brunswick, especially New Brunswick, I definitely don't associate the Maritimes with having like a rich music scene, I guess, especially like post-punk and indie rock and alternative. And, you know, so I don't really, and especially like the diversity that we saw within that music scene is something that I never was to expect from New Brunswick, especially. So I was very pleasantly surprised. And I don't think, if it weren't for the Hometown Heroes Festival that they had set up for us, CHSR, that I would have ever landed on them, to be perfectly honest.
Honestly, yeah, same. I have family in New Brunswick, and I'd visited there multiple times, like during childhood. And growing up, I just go out and see my grandparents out there. And never did I stumble across, like, any of the venues we saw or those sides of town, or even realized CHSR actually has a really sweet setup.
Oh my gosh.
We are very jealous.
They host this program called Sessions, and they also have a Sessions Nighttime. And essentially, they have these bands either from Fredericton or obviously surrounding areas that are, that are accessible. But they also have traveling and touring bands come in and essentially perform live within their studio, which is an absolute dream for anyone that either volunteers or works for the some creepy noises and some caution tape, so we can't be too careful in this studio tonight. But yes, so essentially, yeah, they have touring bands and local artists come in and play for them during their and they do
like
some interviews too
and stuff.
Yeah, and it sounds incredible. I don't know how they turn that room into what could be essentially like a recording room. And it's just so brilliant in the way that they've developed that program.
Yeah.
So they have a really, really cool setup over there. I'm very envious. And a lot of stickers.
So many
stickers. You guys might have seen the picture that I took on the first day that we arrived, and it was of one of their offices, and it was absolutely covered in stickers. So
yeah, band stickers and all the things that you get sent.
Yeah, cool space.
Yeah, beautiful. Like music library, so it's pretty good. But with that, we'll
dive into the first artist that we want to spotlight from Fredericton.
So this is Jerry Faye. We'll just introduce her a bit. So she played during, I think, one of the lunches.
Yeah, I think it was the first lunch. No, was it? I don't know.
Oh, I have the schedule.
I was so emotional that I just forgot what day it was. The concept of time.
It was the first lunch. So
yeah.
We got there. And things happened, and then it was the first lunch
the
next day.
I did not know I was going to be serenaded over ham sandwiches. I was pleasantly surprised, because who doesn't want? Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, so Jerry Faye's from St. John.
She is.
And
she also goes to college.
She does go to college.
At some
point. She went to University of New Brunswick, where we were.
It's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, that's where we were watching, and there's the big windows behind her
overlooking
the campus, and she was just strumming away on her guitar, and it was, well, as you'll hear, like kind of emotional. Some nice tunes.
We were all sitting there, clutching onto our chest, Like, I had to hold myself up into the seat. I was relating so much to her lyric. And we went up to her afterwards and we're like, we were not prepared to cry at lunchtime. You know, I normally reserve that for my room with a closed door.
Reserve that for me.
Yeah. That's for me time. But she definitely pulled on so many heartstrings and is incredibly relatable just from a female perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was super sweet, too, to talk in person. We saw her at most of the events
lovely.
The rest of the week just hanging
so
out.
So approachable, yeah. Which is nice. And you can tell, obviously, that probably comes from her being raised in the Maritimes and just being really rich, well embedded in that local culture of music. So it's really incredible. She's also quite young too. It's impressive. So she's a singer-songwriter from St. John, and she's been playing shows all around the Maritimes since she was in her teens, which is extremely impressive because I couldn't even perform my karate that I learned in front of my parents. Let alone going on a tour. Fun facts about me.
I took piano for 5 years and I still can't read notes, so.
I gave up. I looked at a book. No, funny story. We were in grade 7 and 8 and we had this music class and we had to assign ourselves an instrument. So we had to test all them in the first to second classes. And the only one that I could actually produce noise with was the trumpet. The trombone.
That's
which
rude
is
to every trumpet player listening to us right now.
I know, but it was the only one that I could make noises with. And then I proceeded for the rest of the year just to move the handle. And I never actually made noise. It was an illusion.
Anyway, we're going to listen to some real music.
Yeah, but she released a live album recorded by her friend, and she has a pretty distinct sound, probably because it was live, and she has some subtle guitar acoustic riffs, and it's called In Some, which she has on Bandcamp for free, so you should check it out if you're interested following these two songs.
Yeah.
What are the songs, Emily?
So we are going to play King's College Road, followed by Summer's End.
And they're everything.
So,
get all your right. Kleenex ready.
Enjoy. All right. That was Jerry Fay with King's College Road and Summer's End. Just going to grab a Kleenex and hang back.
Yeah, she's adorable and an incredibly talented lyric writer, so we appreciate her. Hope she's doing well in her classes.
Mm-hmm. So, like we were saying before, a lot of what we learned that week in terms of music and bands, we had no idea that Fredericton had this underground punk rock scene.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah. So they have a super cool venue that we had events at, I think, every night.
Every single night, yeah.
And that was called the Capitol Complex.
Tell me about it, Anne. Tell me all about that.
So the Capitol Complex was in downtown.
Was it in a complex of sorts?
It was a complex of sorts.
And why was it a complex?
Because there was a couple things there.
There was a lot of floors.
I don't know all the definitions.
Yeah, I don't. I think we never went upstairs except for to the
Dirty Bingo
one portion, but we didn't go to the restaurant portion.
No.
So there was a set of stairs that you could take up to a restaurant.
These stairs were located outside.
Outside. And there was also a set of stairs on top of the porch area. Mm-hmm. That led to this incredibly tiny yet adorable bar, I would say. It was a bar.
Or the lounge.
It was a lounge, I think.
Yeah,
where we had the drag bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a cool, they kind of had three different parts to this.
Yeah, and then, so then the bottom, which is where we saw most of the shows, was just basically a music venue.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little stage in the corner.
Yeah, a little like a brick bar. Yeah. It was long and skinny. It wasn't really that big at all. Like, the stage was quite small.
Yeah.
But comfortable and cozy.
Yeah.
In a way.
It was very intimate and not in a way that made me uncomfortable.
Great.
Just in case you were wandering.
Yeah, so you actually, where you enter, you walk past, there's like a few little tables in the bar. You head to the back where the stage is, and there's actually a back door back there. And if you're walking on the street on the other side of it, you can see like the windows that are blacked out because that's actually the back of the stage.
Yeah.
So that door leads right out to the next street.
Which is incredible.
So that was the Capitol. If we're ever referencing the Capitol, it's this ambiguous description we just
this
gave.
This large building where music, food, and drag queens attend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that bingo inspired our Dirty Bingo event coming up on November 8th, which is exciting. But yeah, so the next band we're going to go into is we saw on the first night at the Capitol Complex called Tampa. And they are a quartet that has these garage beach rock vibes. And they're from Moncton, New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
Or part of their band is, anyways. And, yeah, they have a lot of songs with a lot of impeccable pop hooks, if you will. And they most of their songs are either love songs or brash rock and roll vibes or even experimental synth. So they have quite the eclectic range. But they had a really distinct sound. I hadn't heard anything like them in a long time. And they were incredible live. I'd say taking their CD afterwards, it mirrored their performance, which is which is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
to
I would
make it
say,
actually sound like genuine and you're like, this mm-hmm. is the band that I saw versus...
Yeah. I would say about 98% of the artists that we saw out there sounded better live than they actually did in their recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Which just speaks to the level of talent that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Like, all the ones that we got to see live, like, everything we're playing tonight is stuff that we saw live.
Yeah.
There, and Tampa was the first one, Inaugural Run. We also had a big Tampa fan.
Big Tampa! Big Tampa Josh.
Big Tuna.
Big Tuna Josh, who liked Tampa. Yeah, he... Where did we eat before that? It was a variation of a Molly Bloom's.
Oh, there was a pub right outside.
Yeah.
An Irish pub, and I had the weirdest thing.
We had a lot of beer. Again?
And we were just... I was just hungry. I needed to soak it up. So from an Irish pub, I decided that deep fried potato spring rolls would be a good thing to eat. And you dipped them
on
in
top
gravy.
Of the large amount of beer that we consumed that night.
And oh god, it was what you thought. It was plain potatoes. There wasn't salt. It was just a potato fried spring roll. That you dip in gravy. And it was awful.
And you were passing them around the table as if anyone else would want them. There was no seasoning. I didn't understand it. I'm actually crying.
It wasn't even like garlic mashed potatoes. It was just paste. So if you go to the Irish pub outside the Capitol complex, order anything else.
I need to leave. Oh my god, that's hilarious. That, yeah, big no-no. I just got mac and cheese.
I just love Eurasian food fusion. But...
Oh my gosh, do you remember that band that was there and they were playing behind the screen that was playing hockey? And they were warming up for about 4 hours.
I thought they were doing their set, but no one could see them because they were behind the screen for sports. And they were just background music that was actually there.
Yeah.
We are
I
not
have never
playing them
seen
tonight, sadly. We don't know
like
who they were.
Them. Yeah, I refuse to play them. Yeah, so back to Tampa. Their debut album was Belated Love, which were... The two songs that we are going to play for you guys are off of. And that came out in March 2018. It's a good one.
New stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to head on over to the board there. And I was going to play it.
She said, I'm going to play it. So, yeah. So we're playing two songs for you. The first one is called Vices. And the next is The Pull. Right, that was Tampa with Vices and The Pull.
Yes, Tampa.
We love you, Tampa, Florida. Not actually. Boo, Florida. Yay, New Brunswick.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're going to go on to Motherhood, which was probably my favorite band.
Mm-hmm. I distinctly remember you being, this is my favorite band, while we were there. So.
This is my favorite band. I'm not leaving from here. And ironically, it was the one where we had left early, which I was just saying earlier that I was really bummed out about that, but I think the crowd just got really aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think Motherhood has quite the following in New Brunswick.
Yeah, they have a really interesting sound.
Yeah.
As we found. And because, like we just described, the venue is a little bit smaller once you get closer to the stage.
Really small.
We were kind of pressed up against the brick wall. We're like, you know what? We're going to fade
out. I just have zero patience for the guy, that 360-pound dude that's about 6'6", and is standing at the front, and also moshing. You need to excuse yourself from this planet.
Like, everybody just needs to enjoy it.
I just think if you can just be considerate of those that are around you, I just don't think it's asking too much. But that's why I don't love live shows, But I don't know. And yet some people say that that's their favorite part of being at a live show, is that they can be immersed in like a crowd of strangers and mm-hmm. just be losing it to their favorite album or their favorite song or etc. And I just don't think it's appealing to rub up against each other's sweat glands. Not into it. Anyhow, I have my own. I'll keep them. You keep yours. But yeah, so they have been described as weirdo country, circus punk, black metal fusion, and yet are self-described. Yeah, all very, very distinct descriptors, but they self-describe as art rock.
Take that as you will. I like to think of it as like independent film, the independent film of music.
Avant-garde of music. So, as you can imagine, their lyrics, their performances, any of their content is quite unconventional, but I think that's what makes them unique and innovative in their craft. And I enjoyed them.
Yeah, I did as well.
They just seem, I can just enjoy a band that just seems like they're having fun. And they're just pals making music for the hell of making music, making art,
yeah,
and just performing.
They just seemed, yeah, they were enjoying everything. I think they've been a band since 2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah, so a while just spending together. Yeah. They're still all pretty young.
They're very young. I mean, they've already released 2 full lengths, an EP and a split tape. Don't know what a split tape is, but
you can check it out.
We're here. And they are from, as I wrote down on my piece of paper here, from Freddie Beach.
We love Freddie Beach. Everybody called Fredericton that.
That was your biggest query when we were there.
I'm so upset.
It was your mission to find out from a local what Freddie Beach meant and how that story and how that nickname originated. We never found it.
Even my aunt who lives there, I was like, hey, what's Freddie Beach? And she was like, oh, you don't know? You gotta ask around. And I
just
was
tell
like,
me,
all
though.
Right. So it's cryptic message, and that's how terrifying. We left.
Motherhood has also been heard to say that they aspire to be the Beatles of New Brunswick and want to make interesting music that people actually want to listen to.
That's the Beatles of New Brunswick. You know what?
Like you said earlier, it's a coveted spot.
They're gonna have to beat off that other band that's already the Beatles of New Brunswick.
Oh my gosh.
Frederick Beach.
Frederick Beach. The Beatles of Frederick Beach. All right, so we're gonna head into our 2 songs from Motherhood now. So stay tuned. The first one is
No Please.
And the second one is
Pick of the Pugs,
which they just released. It's their newest single, so yeah. Get stoked.
They sent that actually to us here at Radio Laurier.
It was one of our submissions.
And we said, we like it.
We said, yes, please, keep coming.
All right, here we go. All right, that was Motherhood, No Please, and Pick of the Pugs.
Pick of the Pugs.
Pick of the Pugs. Such classic. Twang.
Such a classic. It's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really fun. I just have so much fun listening to it.
They have some. If you check out, you can find them on Spotify and on their band camps and mm-hmm. stuff like that. They've got some like interesting lyrical, or not lyrical choices, but the way they just, like they just make their voice
give it
weird
to me, Emily.
For the sake of weird.
Because they can. Because it's art.
It is art rock.
Okay. So we should get into our next band, which are the Hypochondriac, which are a rock country, like alt. I would even consider them partially rock to an extent.
Yeah
So there's a lot of twang in their music.
Actual legitimized country twang.
Intentional twang. And they're led by 2 brothers, but also during their show at the Capitol while we were there, they had their younger sister play with them for the first time. Actually, I remember them saying that, and she was playing the trombone, classical instrument.
Was it the trumpet?
I thought it was the trombone.
I think it was the trombone.
It was, because I remember being, I felt like I connected with her in that moment. I just remember, I mean, not that I was at all capable of playing the trombone, but.
Yeah, she was ripping on the trombone, and
she was doing so
it was
well.
It was really good.
They were all just dancing up a storm.
They also have, their music is quite fast, a lot
of
their songs.
Oh, so fast-paced.
And it was just, everybody was just bopping, jumping around, and I'm not a big country fan, but this was
fun.
Yeah,
but it was such a fun and modern variation of what country was
yeah.
and should be, to be honest. But yeah, they say that they're influenced by Johnny Cash and Hank Williams, which are pretty country staples.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely see that come through in their music and their lyrical content as well.
And they also, the Hypochondriacs, as a name was kind of interesting.
Yes. Should I tell the story? Because I wrote it down.
I would love you to tell the story because I don't have it written down.
I'm going to try. I scribbled it down as she was talking or reading about it. So all I have written is their father is an Elvis impersonator. Fun facts. But yeah, so it just talks about he was in an interview with some source that I can't remember. And he was saying about how he had fallen ill when he was younger, and while resting in his mom's bed, he spewed up all the Wendy's he had eaten. And obviously his family laughed, because puking is hilarious. But obviously it was a source of embarrassment for him. And he had told himself that he would never barf again because it was very anxiety inducing. And maybe it was just triggering for him because he was embarrassed in that initial moment. So it just said, he just said it gives him intense anxiety to this day, to the point where he's consistently just like experiencing anxiety on a daily basis because he doesn't want to get sick. And he would go about washing his hands until they were bleeding. So it became quite serious and is still serious. So yeah, and even when he takes the stage, it always makes him think that he's going to throw up. So at any point in time, he has to know where the nearest exit is and has to be able to escape. And I remember in the documentary that they're doing out in New Brunswick, the old station manager of CHSR. The old station manager of CHSR is currently creating the Capital Project, which is a documentary featuring all the diverse amount of artists from New Brunswick, especially Fredericton. And I remember him saying when he was interviewing during his spotlight in that documentary, he was saying that at one point he was performing live and he had to actually finish the show while standing on the balcony of the venue because he felt like he was so anxious and about to throw up that he had to exit. So it's really serious. So obviously his anxiety about getting sick, inspired the name of the Hypochondriacs.
Yeah, kind of the nervousness.
It's like the long-winded version of it.
So he is, in a way, a hypochondriac.
Yeah, definitely. So that was just an interesting. When you think of the hypochondriacs, you definitely associate it with those that are fearful of getting ill, or even just with him, it's specific to getting the flu and like a stomach bug.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas hypochondriacs typically take sort of like back pain or stomach pain and associate it with cancer or ulcers or tumors or any sort.
Something like life threatening.
Yeah, exactly. So his is slightly different.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're gonna play a couple tracks from them.
Mm-hmm.
The first being
Just Like Before.
Just Like Before.
Just Like Before. This is the kind of fun, quick beat that we were talking about. And the second one is called Last Night. And just before they play this, because this is a family band, I would like to shout out to my family.
Our only listeners.
We hope you enjoy this show that's just for you, probably.
Yeah.
So, hello. Now we'll go into the hypochondriac. So that was the Hypochondriacs with Just Like Before and Last Night.
Oh, he could sing me to sleep every night. He was a foxy man.
He had a whole look going.
He was going for a look.
It was very hipster. He wasn't wearing shoes on stage. I did ask him
after. He wasn't, which I appreciated.
I was like, hey, you're not wearing shoes. He's like, yep. They weren't comfortable. And that was it.
Talking points.
But
yeah, he was incredibly attractive. And so was his drummer of a brother. Brother of a drummer. I don't know. Something was going on in that family. It was just like a good genetic. Anyways, we're going to go on to David in the Dark. I was going to say Saved by the Bell. That's the wrong show.
I'm just going to play an episode of Saved by the Bell, but only the audio. Enjoy.
Yeah, he's definitely pop rock. His name also isn't David, which is the biggest mystery.
Well, David in the Dark is a whole band. Band of five people. We don't know if any of them is named David.
I'm just
going
to make that statement. I'm going to boldly make that statement.
We actually couldn't find why their name is David in the Dark. And we actually didn't see David in the Dark, the whole band, perform.
We only saw
Evan LeBlanc, who's
that one.
The lead singer. He played on for one of our lunches.
It was the last one. It was from Brookside Mall.
Yeah, it was after Brookside Mall, which is a band that literally just took the name of the mall in Fredericton.
So we were talking about adopting the name Fairview Park Mall for our band.
So yeah, check us out. Our EP coming out soon.
Yeah, on Bandcamp.
So he was our last one. I think that's why it hit me so hard.
Yeah.
She
wasn't ready to go home.
I wasn't. So he just kind of did acoustic versions of their David in the Dark, their songs and stuff. And
it was very, made us nostalgic. Feeling some feels.
We had just learned all of this stuff about Fredericton, even after being there like a couple times.
Our heart was so heavy for the music scene in Fredericton at that point that we were just accepting everything. But especially David in the Dark.
Yeah. Especially, and Brookside Mall, shout
and
you.
Brookside Mall. Lovely man, he follows me on Instagram. Thank you.
Thank you, Brookside. So again, this wasn't at the Capitol. They were playing lunch at UNB campus.
Yeah.
The sun was shining, standing behind him, he was playing, and a lot of the songs just after was kind of like a weird nostalgia, and like driving back, so picture yourself back on the road to Freddy Beach.
Definitely spoke to a lot of what you'd expect to be growing up in the East Maritimes area. Definitely made you nostalgic for that childhood you didn't have, but you could imagine. So that was very lovely. So we're going to end off with those, with a couple songs from Not David, David in the Dark.
Evan LeBlanc from David in the Dark.
There you go.
David is, we don't know.
We don't know.
We're not sure where
he is. We're also not curious enough to find out or do the research. Well,
I don't know. David.
David, if you're out there and listening, which we know you are.
He's in the dark somewhere.
Yeah, he's hiding.
Yeah, so well, we're going to sign off with these songs.
Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, hope you enjoy. Hope you got a little taste of
We hope your Spotify is now populated with all the music that we just talked about.
Yeah, we hope Fredericton is your next travel destination.
And it should be. Go to the Capitol Complex. It's incredible.
And don't go to that Irish place.
Do not order potato deep fried samosas. What were they?
Oh, they were
spring rolls.
Samosas, I don't think would have either.
No, but I don't think the spring rolls worked either. So I think either way,
it wasn't good. They did not hit the nail on the head.
No. All right. Well, it's been nice. Yeah. It's been a real time.
Thanks for listening. And we'll play you out with Sunhead from David in the Dark. I left my heart.